Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. One night, a father heard his son pray, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my daddy is." Later that night, the father prayed, "Dear God, make me the kind of father my son wants me to be." It's been said that there exists a crisis of fatherhood in America. The influence of dads being in the home, or lack thereof, has diminished to the point of epic proportions, a chain reaction of which has literally impacted ethics, crime, and yes, even the economy. It all comes back, at least for today in our discussion, to a relationship between a father and his son. We live in a world where we deal with life's imperfections. Our guest today will share how, through the reality of anxiety, pain, and fear, God can bring healing and hope and a better future. As usual, we pause even for a moment at the beginning of our show, just to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you right where you find yourself in your life at this very moment, whatever situation or circumstance, through that very place to bring you closer to Jesus Christ. Pastor Elwin Ahu is the senior pastor of New Hope Metro. He was the lead pastor at New Hope Oahu for a significant number of years. He is a graduate of Kamehameha Schools. He also went to school in Lamoni, Iowa, and graduated from William S. Richardson School of Law before he became one of Hawaii's leading litigating attorneys. And for 5 years, he served as a circuit court judge. He's actually been on our show a couple of times before, where he goes into detail about his incredible conversion story as a judge and how the Lord led him to the work and ministry that he's involved in now as pastor. Today, he has, and we have with us, Pastor Brandon Ahu. Pastor Brandon is the young adults pastor at New Hope Leeward. He also is a graduate of Kamehameha Schools and the University of Southern California. Go Trojans. He's married to Jamie, and they're both with us here in studio. And we also have a special treat here with young Jared, who's also. And we'll talk a little bit about Jared as we go along, because Jared is the son of Elwin and brother to Brandon. And the relationships are so deeply intertwined, but in such a unique fabric that you're going to get so much out of it. As we get started, let's just go back. Pastor Elwin, Pastor Brandon, take us back. A couple of years ago, you stood on stage on Father's Day at New Hope Oahu at Farrington High School Auditorium. Take us back. What happened on that special day?
Yeah, first of all, good to be here, Danny. Always good to see you and knowing how you reach thousands of lives, not only here in Hawaii, but across the world. Yeah, that day at Father's Day at Farrington was a pretty unique experience. I thought, why not bring Brandon on stage with me? He's such a great presenter. Mm-hmm. I've heard him speak before in public settings. But to make it a little bit more interesting, we took little bits and pieces of what we wanted to share with the church, but also opened that up to a live text question kind of a format. Oh,
okay.
And so we announced to the congregation every service that we spoke together at, we said, here's a text message number, and you call while we're teaching and speaking. You call in with your questions, and you ask us live.
Live.
And we had a group behind that kind of compiled all the questions and gave it to us, and it was a pretty interesting day, huh, Brandon?
No, that was adventurous. You never know what's going to come down the pipe, and keeps you on your toes. It was a lot of fun.
It takes guts. It takes guts to go live.
Faith, I call it.
What kind of questions did people ask?
The questions I remember, a lot had to do with forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Had to do with many directed to Brandon. And, I don't know what you recall about that. So.
A lot of people dealing with hurt, especially when you bring up the topic of fathers. As you said earlier in the introduction of the show, fatherhood, parents, the structure of such, how it affects us into our adult years. It's a very sensitive topic. It's not something that people go into willingly or even casually. Mm-hmm. The ideal family is something that we don't know very often. In fact, studies are all over the place on different statistics and figures, but nonetheless, people in our generation, speaking of the 20-somethings, we're seeing broken homes so much more often that people are questioning even the validity of marriage and why we're even looking at it in the first place. So on Father's Day, when we talked about the topic of forgiveness between fathers and their children and the role of men, and it was an adventure, but it was a good adventure, something that we need to go down, we can't be afraid of.
Yeah. So, you know, like when we talk about, you mentioned hurt. What are people hurt about? What are young people hurt about? And not only that, I guess young people all become old people at some point, right? So you still have that hurt. What's the hurt?
Speaking from my perspective, it seems like there's a lot of young people that either didn't have dad at home or maybe even had dad at home, but wasn't engaged. You know, what's hard is there's so many different critiques on the way our media perceives men, fathers in our society, whether it's making fun of men on different sitcoms or things like Family Guy or whatever it might be, to even questioning, you know, what good is it for my dad to be involved in my life when, you know, he's not there, he doesn't care, or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. For young people, to answer your question directly, the hurt that they're seeing is really a lack of involvement and care for the leading male figure that should have been there in their life. So it makes us as young men question, so what should my role be? How do I do it? If there's never been a good example, then what am I supposed to do? Hmm. So I think there's a state of discombobulation, a little bit of fear, confusion, and then a deep-seated angst, almost feeling cheated. Like, you know, I see the ideal on in media as well, and I wonder, is that real or is that something of more of a fantasy?
Now you have you express that in such an articulate way. God has given you obviously a gift in communication, but you live through those feelings that you expressed as well. So what other things went on when you guys were up there on the platform and they're asking these questions of you, and how did you respond?
I think there are two sides of what Brandon had just expressed. Mm-hmm. And all that he said is absolutely true for the 20, 30-somethings, the younger generation.
Okay.
But I think that same fear, that same sense of what do I do now about this, applies to those that are in my generation, the fathers who were not engaged, the fathers who have left the family. They're in this state of fear is a good word. It's almost an impasse that occurs because both generations now don't know what to do. So they're kind of caught and stuck in their own little worlds. They know what they see as possibilities, but who's going to take this first step? Mm. And again, there's an impasse that occurs. And many times I think younger ones, and Brandon, you can correct me, they look at that and they don't know what to do. There's no direction. Well, I just might as well just live my life. And same with the fathers. I don't know how to make that approach to my son that where this hurt has happened. And so I'll just turn the other way and go on with my life. Mm-hmm. And nothing happens to resolve that issue.
You know, Brandon, when I talked to your dad, and this is a while, we weren't even talking about this show. We're just talking. And when he speaks of you, his eyes often well up, but he speaks also with glowing terms about his son, Brandon Ahu. And I tell you, it's moving to behold that. Because as much as Pastor Elwin Ahu has ministered to literally, so many people in the islands, you and your example has significantly influenced him. Your love, your responsiveness to God, your response to him and his heart and his... and so it's one of those where it's a must-have, must-do. At some point, I thought, one of these days, we got to get Brandon and Elwin in together. When we come back from our break, I want you to take us back. And we talk about the platform at New Hope Oahu. But I want to go back years before to a moment at a conference called the Promise Keepers. A lot had gone on in your relationship, more than what most people could ever imagine, and more than someone would be willing to express. But God did something, I would just say supernatural. Whenever it comes to this level of love, this level of forgiveness and reconciliation, God did something there at the Promise Keepers. There were thousands of people there. And God was working in the lives of, hopefully, everyone. But he was doing something very distinct. You know, God is a personal God. He does distinct things. And I think he's doing something distinct in you right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. A perfect gift this Christmas. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You've heard about the Twilight Zone, and sometimes when we think about fathers at a certain age, sort of in that no man's land of regret and wondering if there is hope, or did I miss it? Did I miss my opportunity? And at the same time, this, as Brandon said, a discombobulated generation of young people in their 20s who have almost come to a point where hope has been so diminished that hope is almost gone, lost, and thinking, is there anything that can be done? Well, let me just say, in the midst of all of that, the possibilities of hope are more than in existence because of Christ, because of what God can do right in the middle of a confusing, painful, anxiety-stricken and driven situation. God can work. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga and our featured guests today, Pastor Elwin Ahu and Pastor Brandon Ahu, in studio with us. You know, a program like the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for our sponsors like Kualopo Painting Incorporated and Dr. Calvin Oishi, the orthopedic surgeon. A big mahalo to them. And for those of you who join in and partner with us as our support team to make this listener-supported show available to you and to many, many others.
As I'm listening, and I have to ask both of you this, especially Brandon, you know, we're talking in the present tense that this is your relationship now, and it appears to be well on its way and has the characteristics that many of us would want as fathers and even as sons. But I have to ask the question, has it been always like this? Was it a process or was there a turning point? And earlier mentioned to a Promise Keepers conference that Brandon, you went to. Can you share a little bit of some of the, if you want to call it issues or conflicts, that now looking back, that they were indeed there, maybe you weren't seeing it at that time. Can you share if you've had any of those things and what were they and how did you get around them?
Thanks, Martin. You know, it's interesting talking about different issues that we've had in the past because one of the things that I think that God has really helped me with is selectively forgetting different things and needing to pick different things to jettison out of my head. However, I remember just growing up, I give a lot of credit to my mom, Natalie. She did a lot when it comes to raising me and making sure that I had a good childhood. I know that was a huge value for her. And my grandparents helped a lot too. And Dad was in the picture, no doubt. And I go to his house on different weekends. And it was always playing two different fields, going to Dad's, going to Mom's. And that game, it is never, never fun. In fact, if you're listening and you're a parent and you have kids and you're really considering divorce, I would highly consider you to reconsider, actually, ask you to reconsider. Because going between Mom's and Dad's for different holidays is not something that needs to happen. And you have a lot of control over that. Now, speaking from my perspective, as a kid, spending time with Mom and just thinking, you know, is Dad ever coming home? You know, are you going to get together with somebody else? Do I know if I can trust him? Really, there's some trust issues that are deeply embedded in me. And I think also not having Dad ask me, it kind of had me consider from an early age my own value. And I didn't realize this until my 20s. It's something I needed to really, needed to come out. It was a deep seed that was planted way down inside. I really feel like God is still working on. I haven't arrived. It's something that I'm still bringing to the cross in who I am. But, you know, I know that Dad always meant well and he always wanted the best. But as he mentioned before the break, just not sure how to do it, not sure how to bring that across. So when he started going to New Hope, he told me, oh, you got to come check out this church. And from what I remember, Dad was really never excited about God or church, and honestly, neither was I. Mm-hmm. We were kind of just attending. Nonetheless, I went with him and checked it out, and it was a different experience. And I thought, oh, there's a different spirit. There's a lightness. There's a joy. There's mm-hmm. a hope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And seeing that reflected in my dad's life was probably the primary influence for me in seeing what Jesus can actually do, not just as something we discuss as a topic, but rather as something that influences and changes people. I attribute a lot of my present active faith to the foundation my mom laid and the example my dad set. Mm. And that was pretty amazing. So when he told me to go to the Promise Keepers Conference, I thought, hey, just one more thing I can do with dad. So, and it helped that he bought dinner. So free food's always a good winner for high schoolers.
That still works.
Yeah, it totally works all the time.
That would be epic, you know. I mean, maybe it will continue on for generations. You just give food, right? Food always helps.
I don't know if it's Hawaii culture or just, you know, if you're Chinese and you're cheap and you just want food.
So Promise Keepers, what happened there?
I think there are a couple of different perspectives you're looking at. One is from mine, and I shared that in one of the other series that I sat with you. I think, I don't know how much Brandon remembers. What do you remember about Promise?
I remember showing up late to the Neil Blaisdell Center here in Honolulu. The place was packed. I remember we came in, we call it Hawaiian time, when you just kind of waltz in fashionably late, or maybe unfashionably. So we walked in, and the place was filled, so much so that we had to sit behind the screen. And I was just excited because, you know, there's music and there's all these guys clapping. And I thought, I just like parties. So I like being around people. And I thought, this is awesome. Like, everybody's clapping and singing songs. And one of the things that I think my dad probably shared it was, you know, we're sitting behind the screen reading these worship lyrics that were backwards. And saying, this is cool because it's a challenge. You know, like, we can actually do it. But I remember going and they talked about different things. I distinctly remember one of the pastors bragging about his daughter who prayed like, I don't know, 12 hours a day or something ridiculous like that. And I thought, is that really what Christianity is about? Because this is weird. But after getting over that, I thought, no, this is kind of interesting to see men that are really taking this God thing seriously. Mm. And in one of the sessions, I remember when they asked us to pray for one another, dads for sons, sons for dads. And I thought, I can do that. Like, I'm not above that. It's not something that I want to withhold. Because if this Jesus thing is real, then I want everything about it. Like, if it really is something that's going to change people, and, you know, I didn't know all the jargon, like, you know, change my heart, and, you know, I surrender. I didn't know all that stuff. Rather, it was just, if this is real, then I want it. And if it's not, I don't want it. But watching the people and observing the things that were happening in my dad's life, and some of the stuff in my heart that God was starting to stir, it was like, man, this is something that can actually happen. Like, I could actually have a relationship with my father. I could actually have like a workable friendship, you know, something that we could go beyond just weekends. Something that I didn't really have prior to that. Mm. It's interesting, the imagery of it, of as I got closer to my heavenly father, I got closer to my earthly father. It's something that, you know, it didn't really hit my mind until later when I was evaluating and thinking, wow, this is atypical. You know, when you grow up in a situation, you think this is typical because it's all you know. When you hear different people in other people's life situations, a story of restoration isn't something you come across all the time. I'm really grateful for what God did in my dad's life and then subsequently in my life. But at that conference, it was a good point for me to see a broader perspective, that it wasn't just the church I grew up in, or it wasn't just the church we were attending. It was something God was doing in men. It's kind of neat.
I mean, it kind of takes us back to sort of the thoughts we shared at the introduction about this dearth of fathers in society today and how pivotal it has been. I think Promise Keepers still exists. I mean, I don't know if it's in, I don't think it's moving in the same way that it did before. That was a real swell of God's movement. But nonetheless, like you said, certainly something that's necessary. How, as God was working in your heart, Elwin, take us back. What were you hoping for? What was going on in your heart at that time?
Yeah, I wasn't really hoping for anything. It was a matter of taking a risk. And I think if there's any word, if you could sum up all of that experience in one word as we maybe even try to address that fear that we had talked about earlier, you know, guys in my generation. So you see the problem, but you don't know what to do about it. I think one word that you could sum it up in, it would be the word initiate. Mm. Initiate. Take the risk. You know, we do that in so many other ways as adults, as men. And I think we forget the fact that God has created us to be the spiritual leaders of the household, which means take the risk, initiate. And so that call that I made to Brandon, and I don't think he remembers the specifics of it, but I do when I called him and I said, do you want to go to a conference? I was so afraid to say a men's conference, you know, not sure what his response would be. I said, it's a conference. And then I said, it's a men's conference. And then I finally said, it's a Christian men's conference. You know, we shy away from the fact that it's Christianity. Mm-hmm. It's Christ that's going to bring this healing.
Mm-hmm.
And because we fail to initiate it, we hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
I think we see men and we see families falling apart. And so I think the word that I would want to carry away from this and that would resonate in my heart is, you know, guys, initiate. Don't hesitate. That the Holy Spirit's going to give you something. It's going to give you an idea to rebuild that relationship. Take the risk.
Can I jump in on this?
Yeah.
That took a lot of risk, not just with Promise Keepers, but with other things when it comes to just taking initiative on different things. You fill me in here because I forget details very easily. I'm younger than him, but I forget more than he does. It's horrible. You would pick me up, and we'd do Bible study once a week in the morning?
Every Thursday morning.
And it was at breakfast, so he bought food. Food is a very
again,
important
right?
thing. Yeah,
that's kind of an underlying theme, you know. Yeah.
Because it gets a kid out of bed if you're going to go eat somewhere. It's not you right. know cereal all the time, and you know if you can afford it, you know, sitting at a small restaurant or whatever mm-hmm. it might be, just eating pancakes, and then you read the Bible together. It got me into the Bible and started talking about it. That was actually something he initiated, and various things of that sort. So I would go to my mom's church, and then he would pick me up and take me to his church, and it was just something that he initiated. When I went over to college, after I graduated, he wrote me a couple of letters, and it was just encouragement. I remember distinctly him saying, I'm proud of you. And I thought, you know, I know that this isn't something that I've heard a lot, and it wasn't a landmark, earth-shaking thing for me to read that I'm proud of you, but it was an affirmation. It was an affirmation that I hadn't received. And it's funny how sometimes even just saying those simple words can mean a lot in the long run. Maybe not at that moment. You know, my heart didn't flutter as soon as I read that. But it gave me an assurance of, oh, Dad's got my back.
Mm.
Like whether I blow it, whether I make it, he's proud of me. Oh, that meant a lot.
Mm.
I still have those letters. I was looking through my old stuff and I was like, huh, I'm going to keep this. And I hope that, you know, my son's older, my daughter's older, I can write the same things to them. He also gave me my utmost for his highest, and it was something where, you know, we'd read it, and he wrote in the cover, you know, when you read this in L.A., I'm reading this in Hawaii. We're reading from, you know, the same pages. You know, as you study the Bible, you know, you can use this as a supplement, but it's something that we can be on the same page with that. It's like we're in this together. That's kind of neat. It wasn't a, you need to grow in Christ, son. It was a, you know, we're going to do this together.
You know, that those words, Brendan, I love it when you said, I'm proud of you, because those are words that we probably don't hear too much. As parents, and Yahweh, I want you to comment on what he's saying. But we want the best for our children, so we push, we guide, but sometimes it doesn't quite come across as well as we want, that we come across as mean, if you want to call it. But to say those words, I'm proud of you. Can you just reflect on what Brandon is just sharing? And was it a conscious effort for you to say those words?
Yeah, you know, Martin, you're absolutely right, because when I was growing up, my dad never had that with me. Very difficult time trying to get any kind of word of encouragement from him. I was the baby of the family, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it's almost like the further down the line you go, the less attention you get. But I wanted to rebuild this bridge with Brandon, and how do you rebuild something? It's one stone at a time. Words like encouragement, like I love you, like I miss you. I remember those times in breakfast, I would take the Bible with me. I was brand new mm-hmm. in knowing all of this stuff. I brought the Bible with me not so that I have the answers that I can find, because I didn't know where to find them. It was just an assurance that God was going to be with us at this time. And I'd simply ask Brandon the question, what are you going through right now? What are some of your problems? And then let's see if we can find an answer somewhere. And that was it, but it was one step at a time.
Two men, a father, son, searching together, searching the scriptures together, searching for God and the grace and the healing of the Lord. And the Lord met you there. The Lord has brought about incredible reconciliation. We live in such a fragmented society, a society that's representative of fractured lives, fractured because of pain, fractured because of brokenness, so much of which comes from broken relationships. Largely, many relationships with others stem from some fragments that some are larger than others, many of which come from us and our parents, much of which come from sons and their dads. And just before you begin to think that, man, that's a real horrible situation that I'm in right now, and I'm feeling pretty hopeless about the whole thing, the Lord brings Pastor Elwin Ahu and Pastor Brandon Ahu into our studios to bear witness of the marvelous grace of God, and that indeed there is hope found in Jesus Christ. There is the beauty of reconciliation. In fact, when we come back from our break, we will talk. They will share. What are some of the blessings, the benefits of reconciliation? How will it affect Pastor Elwin as he has, in many ways, another crack at it with young Jared? And Pastor Brandon, and when the time comes when he himself is a dad, how will all this affect the way they parent? Blessings of reconciliation, keys to parenting from tough lessons learned. Well, don't go far now. We've got a lot more for you here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We talk about the strength of the mind or the clarity of the mind. Maybe even just the overshadowing of the mind that the Lord gives to certain people to block out, not to deny, but just to block out certain things that would hinder their further progress and growth. That's sort of course, Brandon gives all the glory to God in what he experienced growing up. And it's been significant because of how God enabled him to reconcile with his father, Pastor Elwin Ahu. If you're joining us right now and you're thinking, gosh, I heard the last part, but I want to catch the whole thing. Is it possible for me to do that? The answer is absolutely yes. You can get the whole show at thegoodlifehawaii.org, this show with Pastor Elwin and Pastor Brandon Ahu. And to find out more about our program, we have other shows there by topic, other guests, business leaders, athletes, entertainers, people of note, and others who are just sharing compelling stories. You can find it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Mahalo to Michael Beasley of Kaiani for his generous support. Big mahalo to them. And Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. Pastor Elwin, take us to the place of talking about the, you know, as I mentioned, Brandon had a good mind. God protected him. But what are some things you attribute to the way that you see God having protected him with all the things that he experienced so that reconciliation was possible?
Yeah, I really believe that God's grace was involved in all of this. Mm-hmm. Again, how do you define that? How do you write a definition that's sufficient to explain the grace of God? You really can't. I saw it happening, though, in Brandon's life where the Lord protected him from many experiences that could have scarred someone. And but people say to me, you did a good job raising your son to look at him today. And I don't look at that as being my responsibility. I did a lot of things to really mess things up. His mom, Natalie, was instrumental, I think, in developing Brandon to who he is. Personality that Brandon has, I believe, is God-given. Mm. But Natalie really helped to shape that, to be a person where he is such a loving young man. And when I came to Christ, I made it a point to call her and to sit with her. And we actually met at her church's office. We talked for about 2 hours, I remember. And I asked her for forgiveness. And I thanked her for raising him. She raised him in such a way that I could not have done. And I thanked her for that, and we had a really good talk. And she had remarried since then, and her husband was outside pacing back and forth, wondering what we're talking about. And and I finally called him in, and I say, "Hey, Steve, you know, this is what we talked about, and I'm so glad that you know you're married to her." And we actually prayed together, and that was such a healing moment. You know, the grace of God is very powerful. And you got to let it happen. You can't resist it. You got to let it happen.
Brandon, what kind of things did your mom do to, you know, as she raised you, like what your dad is saying? I mentioned that because people are in that situation right now. And they have a choice of what, if they're a single parent or the child is going, that happens a lot. Yep. So how a parent has a choice in a situation where there is divorce. They have a choice of what they're going to do. You have a unique level of health from what I'm looking at. And your dad is nodding his head too. But your mom had a big part, and there are certain things that she did. I think this could be very enriching and helpful to people who are in that situation. What did mom do?
I'll answer the question by talking about what she did. And also, most importantly, also, I think what she didn't do is what she didn't do is she didn't run into different relationships that involved me, which get really complicated. Working with young adults, you know, some young women have children or young men have children, and getting into different relationships, romantic relationships where kids are involved, it's fine. But if you do it almost flippantly or if you do it too quickly, it puts the kids in a precarious situation where they're not sure who the people in their lives are, you know, who the authority figures are, who to trust. My mom didn't do that. That helped me out a lot because I knew that it was she and I, and that I could trust her, And that any men that she introduced into my life were people that I could trust because she's already checked that very well. But put that idea of relationship into the context of a family. Particularly meaning a church family, is that we were really involved in our local church. There are a lot of aunties and uncles that, you know, were involved here and there. They were so involved that even to this day, I make it a point to stop by the church I used to go to because of the people that I have a relationship with. And she really instilled that as a value for me. Luckily for us, you know, her parents were involved, my grandparents. So there was some security. And I think that's a key word, is that she really wanted to make sure that I had a secure childhood, that I would know that I was safe and I was cared for, and that she was as involved as she could be. She was a nurse, used to work the night shift. I remember she used to put me to bed at my grandparents' house, and I wake up the next morning and, you know, she would be gone, but my grandparents would take care of me. She realized that wasn't something she wanted to do consistently, so she quit and changed careers, went into education. And she made that such a priority that she would be there. So I look at what she did, and that was really sacrificing a lot for the sake of her kid, knowing that I would be secure. That helped me so much.
And I'm going to ask Brandon this question. You know, we're talking about father-son relationship. I know you're not a father yet, but when your father allows you to become a father.
Oh, God, right? God, not Owen.
You know, it seems to me you're much better prepared, or at least aware of some of the issues that come with being a father, because you work with your peers, and many of them are young fathers. What would you say are the things that you're going to keep in your mind when the title of father is given to you? What are the things that you're going to try and keep as your light post, your sign that will keep you doing the right things?
Oh, thank you, Martin. I appreciate the compliment, but I got to be honest, I don't know anything. I mean, I can sit behind this mic and, you know, pontificate as much as I want, but I know jack squat, because when it comes to my own life, I recognize, man, I mess up so much, and God is consistently serving me humble pie, and I hate the taste, but it's so good for my body. And I know that I'm going to go into a situation like that with so much fear and trepidation, knowing that I need people that have gone before me. So what are some things that I'm going to hold dear to me is I want to make sure my kids know that I love them. I want them to know that I love their mother, and that although mom and dad will disagree, that, you know, we're not going anywhere, that they have a secure home that they'll live in, and that I know that my role is to just steward the kids that God has given to us. But heck, that's years out, so we'll get there someday.
Benefits. What are some of the benefits? I look at you, we're looking at you, Martin and I look at you, and you know, there's just a warmth, there's a bond that exists. Reconciliation in capital letters in your life. What have been the benefits of being reconciled? Somebody might be thinking today, it's just too painful to go there. I don't want to touch that. Too much mistakes, too much brokenness. But you guys have gone there and experienced it.
I think the word is freedom. There's much more freedom in how we relate with one another. We share a lot of experiences together. I think one thing that I have in my mind is the scene of us catching the same wave together one day. We went out surfing and took off on the same wave, and Brandon's yelling at me, go left, Dad, I'll go right. And we took off, and I dropped down going left. He went right, and I glanced over my shoulder just to take a look at him, mm-hmm. and I wish I had a camera at that moment. Mm. It was like the most beautiful just image of two of us on the same wave at the same time, making the same turn, and that's what it's all about. The pain that you're going to go through, the risk that you're going to take, it's worth it. It's all worth it. So don't hesitate. Take that step forward. Whatever the Lord may be asking you to do, do it. And you make a mistake and you fall, that's okay. Get back up again and keep doing it.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are afraid of failure. And with, you know, it's reasonable. We understand. We hate failure, especially when the stakes are really high. And there's all these what ifs that fly into our minds. You know, what if I do this and they don't respond? What if I do this? And what if I call and it goes to voicemail and they never call me back? Or what if I come across glib and they don't really want to talk to me ever again? Or, you know, all these what ifs. It's very, very understandable. You know, and you know, if you're listening and you're thinking a lot of these things, just know that you're in good company. A lot of people have thought these things too. But you got to think back to those old sports adages that, you know, the great ones have said, like Gretzky and Jordan. You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And if you never give God a shot, if you want to put spiritual backing to it, if you really never give God the opportunity because of you not wanting to try, you'll never see the miracle that could happen. And ultimately, it's not in your control whether they respond. It's really between them and the Lord. But it's in your control if you act on what God is telling you to do. To give the benefits, just even a few minutes wouldn't do it justice, because to see what the Lord has done in my own heart and in my dad's heart and in our relationship, I think of what it would have been if we didn't have this. And it's not something that I would want now, to not have a relationship with my father, to not know that, you know, my wife and I can go over for dinners here and there, and to not know that my kids wouldn't have a grandfather. That's something that I wouldn't want. So the benefits have been amazing, but it is that risk. It's a risk that if the Lord is telling you to do, then you got to at least try.
Brandon, I want to push that a little further, help that along. For somebody who is contemplating making a call, sending an email, writing a letter.
Yeah.
And so when we come back from our break, I'd like for you to take us. You work with the 20-somethings on a daily basis. It characterizes your ministry now. But give us a glimpse of what they're thinking in relation to a parent who would take a risk. How do you think they would respond? Now, of course, that's so general. So we can't, you know, make it distinct. But generally speaking, would a young person want to hear their parent reach out to them? Would a young person who's been hurt and been confused feel favorable to a parent who's literally, genuinely reaching out their hand and wanting to make things right again, make things better? Would a young person welcome something like that? You might be wondering. When we come back, we'll hear it from Brandon, get his thoughts, his insights on it. So stay with us. We'll be right back with much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. A perfect gift this Christmas. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Elwin Ahu. Pastor Elwin is a senior pastor of New Hope Metro. And Pastor Brandon Ahu, Pastor Brandon is the young adults pastor at New Hope Leeward. I'm joined here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, before our break. Brandon, we're talking about, hey, give a word to a parent who's thinking about reaching, but there's some hesitation because I don't know if my child is going to be ready. You work with many people in their 20s.
Right.
Would a young person be open to something like that? How do you think they would respond?
You know, obviously it's going to be a case-by-case basis based on history and what's happened and transpired between the relationship. But nonetheless, we cannot say, you know, don't try, because you have to try. Mm. And I think it's more a question of method and consistency and message in what you're saying as you try. But if, you know, if you're a parent and you want to reestablish that relationship, really the onus is on you. That it's your initiative that's going to make something like that happen. Because, you know, if your kid's in, you know, late high school, early 20s, first year in college, you know, moved away, late 20s, early 30s, that kind of thing, life is going on and life is happening. And, you know, very, you know, rarely do we stop and think about our families all the time necessarily. I remember when I was in college, my mom would call me Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. California time, which is 6 a.m. Hawaii time. And I'm thinking, what are you doing up and why are you waking me up? But it was a good touchback to, you know, things are going on at home. And she just wanted to be involved. Now, obviously, there's a point where it gets overbearing. But something my dad did via email helped me out a lot. Dad, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that Brandon knew that I was thinking about him. And so I'd either write him a devotional that I got from the Lord that day. I would shoot it to him, or even just a short word of encouragement, or maybe just the phrase, "Hey, Brandon, I love you." And I remember writing to him one day, and I said, "You know, Brandon, I'm going to write these things, but I don't expect you to write back because I know how busy you get."
And that was pretty freeing, actually.
Yeah, I didn't know how it was affecting you. I just let it go. I just knew the Lord said to do it, and I did it. But it was so cool that one day he wrote back to me and he said, and he was talking about all these things that happened, all these problems that he was going through. He was stuck on the 405 freeway with his friend's Camaro or something, and they had to push the car.
That was an adventure.
but in the end, he said, "Dad, I always knew that when I came back to my room, I would find an encouraging word from you." And that's the blessing.
And it was good, too, because it wasn't a chastising word. It wasn't a you need to shape up and know that I'm praying for you to stop seeing that girl or whatever it might be. Rather, it was encouraging. And I think a lot of 20-somethings are afraid of the opinions of their parents, that we're going to let them down, or that our lifestyle choices are something they wouldn't approve of. Maybe they won't. But that's kind of a bridge to cross 10 years later or whatever you want to call it. It's not something that you want to – that's not your leadoff hitter. You know, you want to lead off with, "I love you. I'm here for you. I want a relationship with you. I pray for you. You're important to me." And also you want to throw in, you know, where possible and necessary, you know, "I'm sorry about, you know, these things. And I know we have disagreements before, but just know that our relationship is more important than anything that's happened," whatever that might be.
Right. And even young men need to hear that. We think those messages are for women and girls, but no, it's for young men too. Pastor Elwin, I want to ask you this question as a father as well. You know, we're the parent. We're the ones that know better. Although we, of course, we do. But we have to always come across as in control. And you, early in the show, you talked about to initiate. You know, it as a parent, to have be the leader in a household, to be able to become vulnerable, to be able to share, and maybe sometimes even ask for forgiveness if the Lord leads you. That has to be difficult. But can you just reflect and maybe share with our listeners, as a parent, as a father, you know, what are the things that we can initiate, again, to nurture? You talked about email.
One is, know that the Lord God has forgiven you. It's done. and you don't have to ask for that continually. The other is that your son or your daughter will forgive you. You got to believe in that. I remember one time, Brandon, we were talking, and we're to Magic Island, and I was telling him, oh, I'm sorry, I did this. Maybe you're having these problems because of me. And he stopped me, and he says, hey, Dad, I've forgiven you a long time ago. Why do you keep beating up on yourself? You got to know that God forgives you, and your son or your daughter will forgive you.
And sorry, just to comment on that. That's true, but it takes consistency. It's not a one-time thing. Will not erase years of hurt, because as 20-somethings, we're starting to realize how much, you know, we hurt. And it becomes a reality because it starts acting out in different relationships. And, you know, it's, you know, we're not victims here. We're not, you know, we're not in the sad seat. But we realize that, you know, life isn't how it should have been, so we think. So I think as a parent, I would encourage you just to ask for forgiveness, but follow that up with consistency in the way that your life is changing because of the Lord. That if Jesus is changing your life, then allow that to show in the way that you're interacting with everyone, including your loved ones around you.
Pastor Elwin, just a quick parting shot. We just got a few seconds left, but with Jared, one thing that you would do differently with Jared as a father?
People say that, oh, good, you have a second chance. I don't see it as a second chance. I get one crack. I get one crack with Brandon. I have one crack with Jared, and I'm going to do it the way that God has asked me to.
Doing it the way God has asked you to. Well, you've shared deeply from your hearts today, and for that, we're very deeply grateful. Pastor Elwin Ahu, Pastor Brandon Ahu, and Jared, it's been good. You've been a good guy over there today. So patient there, but it's a blessing to have you guys with us. Thank you for opening up, because in the opening up, there's healing for others. God gives people hope and life. You know, you're going to be hearing stories like this, just from the heart stuff, gut level stuff. Invite someone to listen in and be inspired. They can find it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. This is the perfect time for you to share God's love with someone near you. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Pastor Elwin Ahu and Pastor Brandon Ahu. Until next time, along with my co-host Martin Arinaga, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.